Final test, part two.
Welcome to Eden. It's hard to believe that not so long ago this beautiful place was derelict and lifeless. It had been a clay pit, supplying raw material for making pottery. For centuries it exported clay to countries all over the world. Then, when it was no longer economical, it was abandoned. It was chosen to be the location of the Eden Project in the 1990s, and in just 2 years our team transformed what had been a barren moonscape into a luxuriant park. We transported 83,000 tons of soil to the site. Then we constructed what turned out to be the world's largest greenhouses to create microclimates for plants from the tropics to the deserts. It was a massive undertaking. When the plants began to arrive, like moving forests, we wondered if we could make such an ambitious dream into reality. We had to create a protective environment for an enormous quantity of plants over a huge area. And, as you'll see, we found an unconventional solution. Each building is covered with a dome made up of pillows, which are manufactured from a see-through material and fixed onto a network of hexagonal steel frames. There are two domes, and there's an educational area. The tropical plants are in the bigger dome, and I advise you to start your visit there. You climb through groves of bamboo and giant palms and see streams that tumble downwards among huge fern-covered rocks. The humidity in this dome can be exhausting, and the paths are quite steep. So there's a cool restroom at the top and seats at regular intervals on the way up. The second dome isn't so big, and here you can experience the agriculture of the Mediterranean and the warm temperate zones of South Africa and California. This is poor, thin soil, a place for thorny desert vegetation. Also, olives and vines and cork trees, which look as if they've been there for centuries. Outside the temperate dome, there's the educational area, where you can see tea, coffee and cocoa plants from India and South America. There are plenty of kiosks selling snacks. And in the covered corridor linking the two domes, there's a cafe with a meeting place nearby, useful to know about if you get separated from your party. If you want to buy souvenirs, there's a shop in the visitor centre next to the car park. It's quite a long way from the visitor centre to the main entrance, and cars or bicycles aren't allowed in the grounds. If you don't feel like going on foot, there's a land train that'll take you down the hill. The walk to the main entrance takes 10 minutes, and on your way down, you can enjoy sculptures, not made of stone or wood, but created from recycled rubbish, grass, and other unusual materials. So, once again, welcome and enjoy your day.